Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a swing jungle ghost note groove from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the beginner-friendly way, using only stock tools. The vibe we want is simple. The main break or drum pattern hits hard, but the ghost notes are doing the subtle talking underneath. That means quiet snare taps, tiny hat nudges, and a little bit of controlled swing. Not sloppy, not overcomplicated, just enough movement to make the beat feel alive. If you've ever heard a DNB loop and thought, why does this one feel so much better than mine? A lot of the answer is in the micro timing. The groove is doing a lot of the emotional work. It's keeping the dance floor moving, while still leaving space for the bass line to breathe. So let's set up the project. Start by setting the tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. If you want a classic jungle feel, 170 is a great place to begin. If you want something a little more modern and rollers friendly, go for 172 or 174. For this lesson, 172 BPM is a solid sweet spot. Now create one MIDI track and load drum rack. Keep your setup nice and simple. You don't need a giant kit for this. You need a kick, a main snare, a ghost snare, and a hat or two. If you want, you can also add an open hat or a ride later, but don't overload the pattern at the start. A really practical beginner layout is kick on C1, main snare on D1, ghost snare on D-sharp 1 or another pad, and closed hat on F-sharp 1. Keep your clip length at 1 or 2 bars. For DNB, short loops with detail often feel better than long loops with not much happening. And here is a big coach note. Start with the groove, not the fill. If the single bar already feels good, the rest gets much easier. You want the pattern to work before you try to make it fancy. Next, program the main kick and snare skeleton. Think of this like the frame of the groove. The ghost notes are decoration, but the main hits are the architecture. Place your main snare on beats 2 and 4. That's your anchor. In a live jungle and DNB, that strong backbeat is what gives the loop its spine. Then add a kick on beat 1, and maybe one more kick around the end of beat 2 or somewhere in the second half of the bar for motion. You can also add a small pickup before the loop resets if you're working in 2 bars. Keep the main kick and snare stronger than everything else. Rough velocity targets could be around 90 to 110 for the kick, and 100 to 120 for the main snare. That gives the groove a stable center, so the ghost notes can stay in the background where they belong. Now comes the secret sauce. Ghost notes. Ghost notes are quiet hits that sit behind the main beat and create that human, rolling feel. They're not meant to grab attention. If a ghost note suddenly feels like the star of the show, it's probably too loud, too bright, or too long. Add a few soft snare ghosts in places like just before the snare, just after it, or between the kick and snare hits. You can also tuck in tiny hat taps between the main backbeats. For beginner results, keep ghost snare velocity somewhere around 20 to 45, and ghost hats around 15 to 35. A nice trick is to place a very soft snare just before beat 2, or just after it. That tiny offset can make the beat lean forward in a really musical way. In jungle, that can feel like the drummer is pushing into the next hit. In darker rollers, it can feel more restrained and tucked in. Keep the notes short too, around a 16th note or even shorter if the sample allows it. If you're using drum rack, try duplicating the snare pad and making the ghost version a little darker, shorter, and quieter using simpler controls or EQ8. Here's another useful rule: mute and unmute layers often. If you remove a ghost note and nothing changes, that note may not be doing much. The best ghost notes matter, but only just enough. Now let's bring in swing using Ableton's groove pool. This is where the beat starts to feel like real swing jungle instead of just a programmed loop. Open the groove pool and try one of Ableton's built-in swing grooves. Start gently. The goal is controlled looseness, not chaos. For a first pass, keep groove amount somewhere around 10 to 30%. If needed, add a little velocity groove too, maybe 5 to 15%. Random should stay very low, if you use it at all. We want intention, not accidents. Apply the groove to the MIDI clip, then listen with the bass muted first. That's important. You want to hear how the drums move on their own. The swing should make the off-grid notes feel slightly late in a good way, especially the ghost hats and snare taps. In DNB, this matters because too much swing can ruin the tight relationship between the drums and the bass. But a little swing gives the groove life. It makes the loop breathe. A beginner tip that saves a lot of headaches: keep the main snare more stable than everything else. Usually that's the element you want to stay locked. If every sound swings the same way, the groove can lose its spine. Now let's humanize the ghost notes. Vary their velocity. Don't make every quiet hit identical. Try alternating ghost velocities like 20, 28, 35, and 42. That kind of variation makes the pattern feel played, not drawn. You can also nudge a few notes slightly late by just a tiny amount. We're talking subtle. A few milliseconds is enough. Use your eyes on the grid, but trust your ears more than the grid. Some of the best jungle feel comes from placements that are technically a little wrong, but musically perfect. A strong approach here is to create a three-layer feel, a loud main snare, a medium ghost snare, and a very quiet hat tap. That gives the groove depth without needing a huge number of sounds. Now let's shape the sound a bit so it feels like a real DNB drum bus, not just a dry MIDI pattern. On the drum group or on individual drums if needed, add EQ8, saturator, drum bus, and utility. Use EQ8 to clean up the hats if they're crowding the top end. You might high pass the ghost hat slightly or gently tame harsh highs if they're masking the snare. Use saturator to add a little drive, maybe around 1.5 to 4 dB, just enough to give the drum some attitude. Drum bus can help glue things together, but be careful. A little goes a long way. Keep drive modest, maybe 5 to 15%, and keep boom low unless you specifically want extra weight. Utility is great for checking width and mono compatibility. In heavier DNB, you really want to make sure the low end stays solid in mono. That way your groove still punches on club systems and doesn't fall apart when stereo width disappears. If your ghost notes are getting lost, you can duplicate the ghost snare pad and process the copy more aggressively, then blend it in quietly. That's a nice way to keep the ghosts audible without making them too loud. Now let's make the second bar feel like a real phrase instead of a copy-paste loop. Add one small variation. Just one. That might be an extra kick pickup before the loop resets, a tiny ghost snare after beat 4, a short hat burst between 3 and 4, or a small break fragment shifted slightly. Keep it musical, not busy. The goal is to avoid the feeling of the same bar repeating forever. In Jungle and Rollers, tiny changes every bar or every phrase help the track keep moving. A good arrangement mindset is this. In the intro, you can strip things back to hats and ghost snare taps. In the drop, bring in the full kick and snare pattern with swing. After 8 or 16 bars, add a small fill or remove one kick. And in breakdowns, let the ghost note survive while the main snare drops out. That kind of evolution makes the loop feel like it belongs in a real track. Even before you write the bass line, think about how the drums will leave space for it. DNB groove is about conversation. Drum hit, bass answer. Ghost note, next drum hit. If your pattern is too crowded, the bass won't have room to speak. So keep the low end clean, avoid too many busy low mid hits, and make sure your main snare remains strong enough to anchor the drop. When you later add a sub or res, use utility to keep the bass mono. Then listen to the interaction. Does the kick still punch through? Do the ghost notes enhance the rhythm? Does the swing make the bass line feel more live? If the groove only sounds good when soloed, simplify it. That's a really important DNB lesson. The loop has to survive in context. Now for a few tiny automation moves to add movement. You could automate filter cutoff on a hat layer over 8 bars, or raise the reverb sent on just one ghost snare at the end of a phrase. You could also push saturator drive slightly higher in the drop, or lower utility gain before a breakdown. Keep the changes subtle. Reverb send changes around 5 to 15% are plenty. Filter movement around 10 to 20% is enough. The goal is tension and release, not obvious effects for the sake of it. A really nice move is to automate a short reverb bloom on the last ghost hit before a transition. That can make the groove feel like it's opening up into the next section, without washing out the whole drum bus. At this point, print a quick loop and test it with a basic bass or sub. Even a simple sine wave will tell you a lot. Listen for a few things. Does the kick still punch? Do the ghost notes add movement without clutter? Is the swing helping the groove breathe? Does the beat still feel strong when the bass enters? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. If not, simplify. Remove a note. Lower a velocity. Shorten the sample. In this style, subtraction is often the fix. A few common mistakes to avoid. Too much swing. Ghost notes that are too loud. Every note having the same velocity or a pattern that gets overcrowded. Another big one is bright hats masking the snare. If that happens, use EQ8 or shorten the hat decay. And don't forget the low end. If the bass gets messy, check mono, tighten the drum bus, and make sure kick tails aren't too long. For a darker or heavier DNB vibe, you can darken the ghost layer a little. Keep the distortion controlled and leave room for the bass to breathe. A tiny bit of grime goes a long way. You want the groove to feel underground, not overprocessed. Here is a great practice challenge for you. Set Ableton to 172 BPM. Build a 2-bar drum rack loop with kick, snare, and hats. Put your main snares on 2 and 4. Add 4 to 6 ghost notes using soft velocities only. Apply groove pull swing around 15 to 25%. Duplicate the clip and make one small variation in bar 2. Add saturator with about 2 dB of drive on the drum group. Put utility after the group and check mono. Then play the loop with a simple sub bass and remove one note if the bass feels crowded. The goal is to make the groove feel like a real DNB loop, not a practice exercise. So remember the core idea. Swing Jungle Ghost notes are about micro movement, not complexity. Anchor the groove with strong snare hits. Keep ghost notes quiet and intentional. Use subtle swing for human feel. Shape the tone with stock devices. And always test the drums against a bass line. If the loop feels like it wants to keep moving, you're in the right zone. That's the magic. Now go build it. Listen closely and let the ghosts do their work.